14,195 persons deprived of liberty in the 25 custodial facilities of the country. For us, and this is something we said yesterday, and we'll say it again today, the reality of the persons deprived of liberty is an issue which troubles us. The violation of human rights in the custodial facilities is a reality which we need to admit to, because what we want to do is give people deprived of liberty dignity, better conditions for their rehabilitation. That is why today we have Juan Miguel Petit, who works on a daily basis in our country, controlling and reacting to the National Institute for Rehabilitation, cooperation with their ideas and proposals. And this attests to the fact that in Uruguay, our policy on prisons and people deprived of liberty is a policy in which our future is at stake. All prisoners in Uruguay at some point will be released, and we want to ensure that people who are released are rehabilitated, don't become repeat offenders. Overcrowding, as the expert was saying, is a very important issue, and today it's 122% overcrowding. That is why we are working in increasing our capacity, because as is obvious, the best work and the most effective work the National Police Force can do to combat crime has led to the fact that we have more persons deprived of liberty and we have overcrowding. It is also true that in the law of urgent consideration, new crimes are created, and some detainees might still spend more time serving their sentence for a number of decisions taken by the country and the government and supported by the citizens. If you look at the centres we're working on to enlarge them, we have 3,500 additional places we're going to create. 3,500. We believe that this will lead to a significant reduction of overcrowding, or at least be tempered by these additional 3,500 places. We have three modules of 500 detainees, each one in Chacra, in prison number two of Chacra. Module one in Concar was totally vandalized. Now we're going to refurbish that for this year. We have the first Peregreso center in the Contar region. In some weeks, we'll have the first women's prison in one region. A new wing will be created. As you know, in Uruguay, we have a significant educational pedagogical work carried out, and we have a significant group, over 200 people who are in the university system within prisons, and it's wing number six. And we're extending in Maldonado, in Salto, in Cerro Largo, in Puerto Larga Rocha, two new prisons in Santa Cuarembó, and also in Artigas. We're going to build a women's prisons in Rivera, in La Chacra of the Rivera. That is why, if you look at all of these, then we will have a total of 3,500 new prison places nationwide. In this period of time, we are also carrying out great levels of investment. On a very specific thing you asked us about with regards to deaths in custody, let me tell you that the following, rather. First of all, last year we had a significant number of people in prisons who, for a number of reasons, died. 86, in fact, died. 86 homicides last year, 21. Of course, you need to see the percentages. 2015 is not the same with 8,700 detainees, in 2021 13,800. What is positive about this is the work of the INR and the police means that today, out of the 21 we had in 2021, today we have five homicides in prisons. So there's been a fall. The pandemic was one of the reasons which led to many of the deaths occurring last year, 86. This year we have a total of 16 deaths in custody. And for this, we carried out a diagnosis of all the people, of detainees by the police, who are the ones providing the health services in the prisons. That's on our assessment of the situation. COVID in prisons, as we said. Well, we'd like to pay tribute to what people have done. There's been true success in the penitentiary system. There were 4 deaths because of COVID, and the success was not only of the INR, but we should also pay tribute to the comprehensive system to care for the INASI operators, police officers, but also the detainees and their relatives. The Uruguayan prisons were never closed. There was never no rebellion, no mutiny, but visits were restricted. That's why even when there were outbreaks of COVID within the prisons, we worked with the whole system worked very maturely. We're defining here some of the pillars upon which the Uruguayan custodial facilities rest.
Señor Petit.
Thank you very much. Mr. Petit, you have the floor. Thank you very much, madam. Our office shares the concern on the custodial facilities with regards to violence in prison. Our office is monitoring the situation.